You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, Giants fans, and welcome to a new edition of the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of the SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View, and today's show is coming to you on Tuesday, June 4th. This is after the first day of the Giants mandatory minicamp. I apologize to you if the audio is a little bit scratchy on this one. A couple of reasons for that. I'll get right to those. Be upfront about that. I've been a little bit under the weather the last few days, so that is part of it. Also, I'm sitting in a hotel room a mile or so from MetLife Stadium here in New Jersey. Don't have my usual setup, my usual microphone, but we thought that it would still be good for you guys to hear some impressions from the first day of the Giants mandatory minicamp, so please bear with me. I know that the sound quality might not be 100% exactly what you're used to from the Valentine's Views podcast, but we hope that you still find today's show to be enjoyable, entertaining, interesting, useful, and all of those things. What I want to do today, I was able to attend a couple of the press conferences today, talk to a couple of the players in addition to watching practice. And what I want to do is intersperse a couple of clips from the media sessions today into today's show, and let's get right to that right now. The first clip I want to play is head coach Pat Shurmur talking about what he is expecting, what he is looking for during the three-day minicamp.
Well, it needs to be competitive. You know, if one side of the ball is making all the plays, I don't know what kind of team you have. So, you know, when the quarterbacks are trying to be aggressive with the ball and you know, the defense is getting their hands on balls and, you know, both sides of the ball are making plays and competing. That's a good thing, and I think that means your team is coming together.
Okay, so one of the things you heard there was Coach Pat Shurmur talking about how he wanted to see practices look competitive. He wanted to see both sides of the ball make plays. And on Tuesday, I think we saw that. We saw a couple of really good throws by Eli Manning. We saw some really good throws by Daniel Jones. We saw a couple of really nice throws by veteran backup quarterback Alex Tanney. So we saw some nice plays on offense. We saw Daniel Jones take a zone read option, whatever you want to call it, around the end for what in a minicamp setting was a long gain. No telling exactly how big of a gain that would or would not have been in a regular setting where the defense would have been allowed to tackle Jones, but it was a nice play that drew the attention of the media. It drew some whoops and hollers from the offensive players on the Giants. It made a nice video on Giants.com, you know, nice talking point on social media. Shoot, nice talking point for me here. But, you know, it was a nice play by Jones, illustrated that he does have the ability to move, that he does have the ability to make plays with his feet, something that that definitely is different, you know, from current starting quarterback Eli Manning. You know, on the flip side of that, we saw some real good defensive plays as well. There were interceptions of Manning, Jones, and Kyle Lauletta. There were lots of passes that were tipped or knocked down or batted away, you know, by linebackers, by members of the defensive secondary. So there were good plays on both sides of the ball, you know, spirited kind of practice, good work for early in June. Couple of other takeaways for you from today's practice. Everyone's always interested in the alignment, in, you know, which players are starting, which players are, you know, how players are being used. Just a note that the two first round draft picks, defensive players Dexter Lawrence and DeAndre Baker, both worked with the first team today. Please don't ask me how Dexter Lawrence looked. Please don't ask how any of the offensive or defensive linemen looked. These guys are working in shorts. These are non-contact practices. There's very, very little that you can tell about offensive and defensive line play. And to be honest, most of practice was held about 100 yards away from where the media was positioned. And much of it was also held with lines of players blocking our view of the action that was going on. So there were a lot of points of practice, a lot of plays that we did not have a good look at, especially since that action with players in front of us was going in the opposite direction away from us. So offensive and defensive line play, you know, bluntly is something that there's really no way that we could judge at this point. I know there have been some media reports that Manning and Jones were inconsistent throwing the ball today. And look, they probably were. There were good throws and bad throws by both guys. But look, I'm not going to get all concerned about any of that. I'm not going to get concerned about anybody's completion percentage in the first week in June. The games are what? 3 months away? 4 months away? You know, we're talking about September here at this point. We're talking about longer than that for probably for Daniel Jones. So let's not hyperventilate, you know, over a guy going 8-for-16, you know, in 11-on-11 in a mini camp setting or whatever the numbers are. It's just not all that important. You know, what we want to see is what they're capable of. Do they show us reasons at times to be optimistic? You know, are they developing chemistry with wide receivers? We saw some good plays today from Golden Tate. We saw some good plays from Cody Latimer today. We saw some good plays on defense from DeAndre Baker. So we see flashes of things that give you optimism, you know, going forward. And those are the kinds of things that you're looking for right now. So I'm just not going to get all hung up on, oh, one of the quarterbacks airmailed this throw or threw behind a receiver on that throw in a practice in June. I think you're just overanalyzing or looking for stuff, you know, at this time of year, and it's really just not there right now. Let's wait and judge those kinds of things when we get to the games later on this year. All right, Giants fans, the next thing I want to do, one of the really interesting guys here at Giants minicamp is third-year safety Jabril Peppers, guy who was part of the Odell Beckham Jr. trade, guy who will replace Landon Collins in the Giants secondary. You know, mostly, you know, if you want to define his role, it would be that box safety type role that Collins played. But, you know, Peppers is a young guy, and it's really obvious that the coaching staff likes him. It's obvious that his teammates like him. The observation that I made today was that Peppers, you know, is a guy who has replaced one of the things that Odell Beckham used to do for the Giants. Beckham was that energy guy during practice. He was the guy that would kind of lift his teammates sometimes just with his dancing, with his antics, with his, you know, running around the practice field and wanting to be involved in things. Jabril Peppers seems to be a guy who's bringing some of that to the Giants. One of the things that he was asked about today and that's been noticed is that he's a talker on the practice field. He's not afraid to trash talk his teammates a little bit. He's not afraid to give it to the wide receivers a little bit. And, you know, that's something that actually is appreciated, I think, by some of his teammates, as long as it's done properly. Also, you know, he's a guy who, when you talk to him, he really seems to appreciate it. He really seems to get it. When he spoke to the media today, I thought Peppers was very impressive. Let's take a moment to play for you a short clip of Peppers talking about James Betcher's defense. And I will apologize in advance. Jabril was turned away from me when he answered this question from another member of the media, so parts of it may be a little bit difficult to hear. Hopefully you get enough from this to learn a little bit about Jabril.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What do you like about his system?
The aggressiveness, the mixture of coverages, you know, kind of two coverages on one step down. You know, just things like that, man. It's always the ball, third ball, anything aggressive play call. So, you know, you gotta pick it out.
Okay, now, you know, continuing on the Jabril Peppers theme, let me play for you a quick clip of head coach Pat Shurmur talking about what Peppers has brought to the Giants so far.
You know, his leadership was felt immediately. He's got a very charismatic personality. He loves to play the game. He picked up quickly what we were doing on defense. He communicates well. He's extremely smart, and he's very tough and very competitive, and so when you see guys like that on the field, you feel their presence immediately. And so he got to it pretty quickly.
All right, again, my apologies. I'm pretty sure that those two clips were a little bit difficult to hear. I hope you were able to hear and understand enough of those to get something out of them. That really, for the most part, you know, wraps up our show for today. What I should mention also, just quick injury note, several Giants players, you know, were off to the side, not working today. The one of note that was really new was tight end Evan Engram, who had a long sleeve sort of wrap on his left leg. Pat Shurmur indicated that it was nothing major, that he expects everyone to be back and ready to go for training camp. That would include offensive tackles Nate Solder and Mike Remmers. That would include Engram. There was no detail on whatever injury Engram is dealing with, you know, but it's something that we'll have to monitor, have to watch. I would anticipate, you know, with that kind of word from Shurmur, that we won't see Engram during this mini camp. Also, edge rusher Marcus Golden, you know, worked during individual, did not work during the team periods. I'm not going to get concerned about that. He's, you know, he's a guy that's been in the league for a while. He's had knee issues. I'm sure that they're just managing him a little bit. You know, at this point in this, you know, at this point in the off season, it's so far away from the, you know, from regular season games at this point that I'm just not going to get concerned about it. We'll kind of monitor the Engram situation. It will be one to pay attention to once we get to training camp. You know, then we'll see who's working, who isn't. And at that point, you know, if certain guys aren't working, maybe then that would be a time to be concerned, you know, but not for now. So, as I said, Giants fans, that is pretty much our show for today. I will be in New Jersey for mini camp on Wednesday. It won't be at Thursday's practice, but please, you know, follow all of our coverage. You know, on Wednesday, Patricia Traina will have a practice takeaways for you from Thursday when I'm not going to be in attendance. You know, please remember to follow Big Blue View, subscribe to our podcasts on all of your favorite podcast applications. Join the community at Big Blue View if you haven't done so already, so that you can be part of the discussion with other, you know, passionate Giants fans, some of which you'll agree with, some of which you won't agree with. And, you know, we always just ask you to try to keep it as civil as possible. We know that doesn't always happen. And if it doesn't happen, we will we'll make sure we remind you. So anyway, Giants fans, as always, we thank you for listening, and we will talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.